Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Expect the rain to pick up as we go through the afternoon. Be sure to check in with News Radio 1080 for updates on traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 8s. More updated numbers on the coronavirus cases in North Texas. Alan Skaya has more.
Yeah, Dallas County is reporting 488 total cases of COVID-19, and a 10th person in Dallas County has died. She was in her 80s, and she did have other health conditions. Dallas County is going to send another update here shortly. County Judge Clay Jenkins says that they have to shut down those drive-through testing sites today because we're expecting that rain. And he also says the county will take down basketball goals and parks, and they're going to increase enforcement of the ban on large groups along the Katy Trail.
If you're jogging south and a huge cluster of people, and I'm jogging north and there's a huge cluster behind me, by the time you get through jogging, you probably breathe the droplets of a couple thousand people.
Kay Bailey Hutchison Convention Center will open as a transition hospital for patients who do not need ventilators but do still need to be hospitalized. Jenkins says he's been talking with the heads of major hospitals, and the convention center will open with 250 beds but could be expanded to up to 1,400. Dallas City Councilman Adam Basildua says a team is going to start setting up the hospital tomorrow. They don't know when it will open, but 225 members of medical teams from the Navy will be available to support and operate the hospital. Denton County elsewhere, looking at other cases, Denton County has confirmed 165 cases. Tarrant County is at 135. 135 of those 139 cases are still considered active. One person has died. Three are listed as recovered. Collin County has confirmed 134 cases. Judge Chris Hill says 91 of those are current and 42 people have recovered. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Where we are in this pandemic is anyone's guess. But Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says he's optimistic.
I don't think anybody really knows. I think, you know, there is some fear that things are going to get worse before they get better. But I also know that the governor and the lieutenant governor and speaker and my office, all these agencies are doing our best to make sure that things don't get worse.
State health officials say at least 34 people in Texas have died. More than 25,000 tests have been performed across the state. About 10% have come back positive. The family of McKinney Mayor George Fuller among those impacted by the COVID-19 outbreak. Fuller tells KRLD his 19-year-old daughter is sick with the coronavirus.
For me, it kind of does two things. It brings us home. I already had a friend pass away from COVID-19, and now this. But it also exemplifies, how difficult it is to get testing done. We're still, our county is working hard to get tests in.
Fuller says his daughter was diagnosed last night. She remains in isolation. Meanwhile, there is a delay in hearing the lawsuit that challenges the shelter-in-place order in McKinney. That hearing now scheduled for tomorrow. In Fort Worth, two police officers have tested positive for the coronavirus. Both are at home in self-isolation. The department is not saying what unit the officers worked in, only that they had limited close contact with others. As a precaution, the department is now requiring all officers who work with the public to wear protective masks and gloves while on duty. A Southlake clinic where two employees tested positive for coronavirus has reopened.
Baylor Scott and White Southlake Family Medicine has reopened this morning after undergoing a deep cleaning. It closed on Thursday after two employees tested positive for COVID-19. Baylor Scott and White officials say neither was interacting with patients as they started experiencing symptoms. It remains unknown as to what their specific roles are at the clinic. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
One fast food chain has not furloughed a single employee over these past few weeks, and their plan is to keep it that way. Here's KRLD's Bailey Friday.
AJ Kumaran and Todd Graves are co-CEOs of Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. A few weeks ago, they gave up their salaries to keep every single one of their employees on board during the COVID-19 pandemic.
That is our approach. We'll get through this together, is what we have been saying.
Kumaran says the decision was easy and people in the restaurant business need to support each other.
Everyone needs support right now. We need to make sure that, as consumers, we're going out there, support your local restaurant.
Kumaran also says restaurants have a long way to go before things get better, and they need people to support them if they're going to make it through. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Get the latest updates on the coronavirus on News Radio 1080 and stories updated 24/7 at krld.com/coronavirus. A couple of other local notes. The unarmed security guard who was shot in the terrorist attack on the Colwell Center in Garland will not collect any money from the government. KRLD's LP Phillips says an appeals court ruling effectively slams the door on the case.
Bruce Joyner was shot in the ankle while working as a security guard at the contest to draw pictures of the Prophet Muhammad. The two men who opened fire, Elton Simpson and Nadir Sufi, were shot by Garland police. Both died. In a federal lawsuit, Joyner said the FBI knew about the planned attack, but allowed the two men to carry it out. He wanted damages from the U.S. government. The suit was dismissed by a U.S. district court judge. The Fifth Circuit has now ruled twice, the latest ruling cleaning up some language from the first opinion, upholding the district judge's ruling. Joyner's attorney says that ruling effectively slams the door shut on any future legal action. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
And police in Fort Worth investigating a trio of overnight robberies within a 20-minute time frame, a Chevron station on Wichita Street, Al's Quick Stop and Grill on Sun Valley Drive, and a Wingstop on East Chase Parkway were all held up by two-men at gunpoint. So far, police do not have a specific description of the two robbers, investigators working to determine if the same men are responsible for all three crimes.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.